Trump celebrates America's 250th anniversary, denounces communism. Washington, President Donald Trump spoke before an estimated 150,000 people gathered at the National Mall on the evening of the 4th of July to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. "We're celebrating freedom's triumph over tyranny, liberty's conquest over oppression, and the enduring victory of the American spirit from July 4, 1776, to July 4, 2026, the president said. Trump said that an estimated 375,000 people had gathered for the Salute to America 250 celebration event before organizers issued an evacuation order at around 7 p.m. ahead of a gathering thunderstorm. Many spectators were unable to return for the celebration due to the delays. Trump insisted the proceedings continue despite the stormy weather. At 11 p.m., the celebrations began with American tenor Christopher Macchio singing Ave Maria and Nessun Dorma as his salute to America. Country music singer Lee Greenwood also performed before introducing the president for his speech. "For 2.5 centuries, our American Republic has stood as the crowning achievement of human history," the president said in his opening remarks. "This country is the home of freedom. This is the land of liberty. And this is a flag that's the banner of the most extraordinary, most exceptional, most incredible nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And we're doing better now than we've ever done before," he said. "No people have done more good, shown more courage, made more progress, righted more injustice, or achieved more greatness than you, the American people. For 250 years, the United States of America has been the hope, the promise, the light, and the glory among all of the nations of the world. All over the world, they try and be like us. Nobody can be like us. And with God's help, we will always be this, or even better." The president continued with stories of how America's forward march of freedom continues for a nation today that is stronger, freer, richer, safer, and prouder than ever before. He said this was only because of the miracle of history that was the founding fathers' Declaration of Independence, signed by 56 patriotic delegates from the 13 colonies who seized a victory for the ages. They summoned the courage of giants and the wisdom of centuries to boldly proclaim these timeless truths, the president said. They declared that all men are created equal, that they are endowed with sacred, unalienable rights by the hand of our Creator, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Trump honored the nation's warriors on stage. He was joined on stage by Medal of Honor recipient Colonel Paris Davis, 87, who was recognized for his extraordinary heroism during a battle in the Vietnam War in 1965. Captain Ken Shubring, 104, who fought for Japan's unconditional surrender after surviving the December 7, 1941, Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Navy Lieutenant Arthur Rose, 107, who led landings on D-Day in 1944. Marine Corporal Don Graves, 101, who was one of only 18 to survive the brutal Battle of Iwo Jima. Marine Corporal Pat Finn, 94, and Marine Corps PFC Private First Class Rudy Meekins, 95, who fought against communism in the Korean War. And Captain Lloyd Sonny Ray, recipient of the Silver Star Medal of Valor in combat for leading his unit in the Vietnam War against an enemy many times their size. The president thanked them for vanquishing fascism and standing against the evil of communism in the Cold War. "America will never be a communist country," Trump said. "Communism is a loser, and it always will be. The communist system is the opposite of the American system, and the communist system has never worked. Our warriors did not fight communism on battlefields across the world, only to have that menace rear its ugly head right back here in America. We're not going to let it happen." NASA's Artemis II crew. Apollo astronaut Harrison Jack Schmidt, 90. 11 Gold Star family members. And Major Kyle Key, descendant of Star Spangled Banner author Francis Scott Key, were also recognized by the president before the national anthem was played. The president then announced the start of the evening's fireworks display, accompanied by the Joint Armed Forces Orchestra and live musical performances. The event's schedule promised that the night sky would glow for about 40 minutes, with approximately 850,000 pyrotechnic shells launched from the reflecting pool near the Lincoln Memorial, West Potomac Park, and barges floating on the Potomac River, setting a world record for the most fireworks launched in a single display. The show is estimated to cost about 6 times the amount normally budgeted for 4th of July fireworks in the district, based on wholesale prices of approximately $1.5 million or more for such elaborate displays. Evacuation and delays. Earlier in the evening, organizers had ordered crowds to evacuate as thunderstorms gathered nearby. The president's speech was delayed after organizers issued an evacuation order at around 7 p.m. Organizers then said in an update just after 9 p.m. that the National Mall would reopen to spectators at 9:45 p.m., with the president's speech scheduled for 11 p.m. before the world's largest fireworks show. Storms bring luck to whatever the occasion, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social before his speech. They also make events a little bit more exciting. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning or in 1 hour from now. Let's have some fun, he wrote. Our great veterans, especially the old timers, many of whom are there, went through hellfire and it didn't stop them, Trump said. I'm not going to let some rain stop our 250th. I'm leaving the White House soon. God bless America. Salute to America. Military aircraft flyovers set a patriotic tone throughout the day, beginning at 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time with NASA's F-5 aircraft making an appearance. Precision formation performances from the Air Force Thunderbirds and the Navy Blue Angels, Golden Knight and Leapfrog parachute teams, and a flyover from the president's newly redesigned Air Force One were among the many highlights planned for the day. Demonstrations were scheduled every 10 to 20 minutes until 8:22 p.m. Eastern Time, with a final B-1 flyby roaring overhead moments before the fireworks show kicked off at midnight. Elements of the day's schedule were canceled or adapted to protect participants and guests from the sweltering heat affecting the region. Triple-digit temperatures and high humidity forced the cancellation of the annual Independence Day parade, with postponements also impacting the Great State Fair. Entry to the area where Trump will speak was delayed until 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with additional magnetometers and security screening areas added to expedite crowd management. Other events on the East Coast are also disrupted due to dangerous heat index forecasts. Excitement steadily grew over the past week as thousands of Americans and visitors from around the world poured into the nation's capital to participate in celebrations of America's semi-quincentennial anniversary, marking 250 years since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Thousands of visitors were seen taking in the national monuments. Many gathered around the Thomas Jefferson Memorial and enjoying the shade under the Lincoln Memorial, with festive hats and attire complementing their smiling faces and patriotic fervor. Federal buildings across the Capitol were decorated with specially designed banners commemorating the momentous occasion and lit at night with red, white, and blue beams. The National Archives hosted a reading of the founding document earlier in the day. Trump also attended Independence Day festivities on July 3rd at Mount Rushmore and on July 1st when he opened the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in Medora, North Dakota. He championed the American spirit during his address at Mount Rushmore, calling the country the oldest republic on earth, the freest people on earth, adding that it was the most successful, most accomplished, most exceptional nation ever to exist. We mark 250 years of glorious independence and 250 years of majestic American freedom, Trump said. Nothing like it.